With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden says sparing turkeys ahead of Thanksgiving is a time-honored tradition.
The National Turkey Presentation and Pardon marks the unofficial start of the holiday season. We're here in Washington, a time to share joy and gratitude and have a little bit of fun. This is the 76th anniversary of this event. And I want you to know I wasn't there in the first one.
On the South Lawn, the president pardoned the National Thanksgiving turkeys while marking his 81st birthday. Also at SRNNews.com, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has made an unannounced visit to Ukraine. Austin arrived to make a high-profile push to keep money and weapons flowing to Ukraine. Austin said Ukraine's effort to defeat Russian forces matters to the rest of the world, and the U.S. will continue for the long haul. Funeral arrangements have been announced for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. The Carter Center says several ceremonies are planned for next week to celebrate the life of Mrs. Carter, the late wife of former President Jimmy Carter. Many people hold a negative view of the economy, even though inflation has been dropping. More from Jackie Quinn.
In a recent AP NORC poll, about three-quarters of the respondents describe the economy as poor. Two-thirds say their expenses have risen, but inflation has reached its lowest point in 2.5 years. And from September to October, consumer prices didn't rise one bit. One member of the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors, Lisa Cook, says people don't want just disinflation. They want prices to drop back down where they had been. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Wall Street higher to begin a holiday shortened week. The Dow up 273 points, the NASDAQ adding 174. This is SRN News. A former Chicago public school student is awarded $150,000.
A U.S. district judge says teachers violated the religious freedom rights of Marriott Green when she was forced to participate in Hindu-inspired meditation at Bogan High, despite her Christian faith. The meditation program was developed for the schools by the David Lynch Foundation, which promotes transcendental meditation for mental health. Green says she was told if she did not participate in the meditation, her grades would suffer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court says a Louisiana lawyer who objected to the State Bar Association's promotion of homosexuality cannot be forced to join or pay dues to the association. The order blocks the Louisiana Bar Association from forcing attorney Randy Boudreau to join the LSBA or pay its dues, at least for now. This is SRN News. Democratic-led cities are spending taxpayer dollars on bus, plane, and train tickets for migrants to move on to other places.
Nearly half of the 27,000 migrants who have arrived in Denver since November of last year have received a ticket from the city to travel elsewhere. In New York and Illinois, taxpayer dollars are also being spent on tickets out of town. The transfer of migrants has gained momentum since Republican governors in Texas and Florida started chartering buses and planes to Democratic-led cities. More than a year later, some of those cities, their resources dwindling, are eager to help them move on to their final destinations. This has happened as illegal border crossings topped 2 million during the government's fiscal year, the second highest number on record. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.